This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and we're off on an unusual cinematic scavenger hunt with Eddie Garcia.
The Found Footage Festival showcases videos found at garage sales, thrift stores, and dumpsters throughout North America. Curators Joe Pickett and Nick Prewer take audiences on a guided tour of their latest VHS finds, providing live commentary and Where Are They Now updates on the people in these entertaining videos. The Found Footage Festival celebrates its 10th anniversary with a brand new show and tour, kicking off in Raleigh on January 29th and in Greensboro on Thursday, January 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Geeksboro Coffee House Cinema. Check wfdd.org/triadarts for tickets and more info. I spoke with co-founder Nick Prewer and got some insight into their VHS digging habits. First. How do you know what to buy or, you know, how to dig for the gem? Or do you not? Or you just keep digging until you strike lucky?
Yeah, it is kind of a stab in the dark to know what's going to be good when you just see a tape at a thrift store. We've gotten a little bit better batting average over the years just because we've seen so many videos that you kind of have a good idea like, okay, there's a celebrity on this one. It's probably worth watching. Or this is a hand-labeled tape that looks like it could have something good on it. But you never know. You just have to ultimately pop it in, sit down, settle in, and hope that there's something good on it.
What do you think it is that draws you to these fringe videos?
I guess the strangeness and the sort of unpolishedness to it, especially nowadays where anybody who has a webcam can make a video, there's a lot of stuff out there. But what's unique about sort of the VHS era is that there was a lack of self-awareness at the time. There's kind of a wide-eyed innocence about it, too. People were just throwing ideas at a wall and seeing what stuck. And because of that, you get some really strange things, not only strange outfits and, you know, video toaster effects and things like that, but strange concepts. Like, you know, there's a video we found a few years ago called Rent a Friend, which was for lonely people. You could pop this tape in and the guy would be your virtual friend for an hour. Video fireplaces and video board games. So it was just a strange landscape. So yeah, you kind of had these mom and pop operations, people who may not have had any business in front of a camera or behind it making videos.
All right, so maybe to give listeners a better sense of what to expect, let's play a clip.
Let's pretend to be dogs for a little bit, okay? Here we go. Whatever. You're a dog. You're hungry. However would you do that? Or, let me hear it. Okay.
Get out there and perform.
And you too can have fun with ventriloquism.
This could have launched a lot of ventriloquism careers. I mean, maybe that guy Jeff Dunham was in the audience.
Yeah, you never know. Some budding ventriloquists might have gotten their start here. Yeah, I wanted to be a ventriloquist when I grew up. And so I was at a Goodwill in Atlantic City, New Jersey a few years ago and found the entire top row of their VHS section was all learning ventriloquism
no,
videos.
That's
and
crazy.
We just imagined some kid finally gave up the dream, you know, off to the Goodwill.
We'll post a link on our site, and the visual is really recommended in this instance because, you know, quite interesting-looking audience members.
Definitely a motley crew there in the audience.
I've got another clip that you sent me, Totally Tulip. Before I play it, you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, this is from 1988, and it's a tulip paints were like fabric paints that you'd use to make puffy designs on your sweatshirt. And so this is an instructional video by that company about how to tulip paint your sweatshirts to make them fun. And perplexingly, it opens with a 3.5-minute music video with an original song.
All right, let's give that a listen.
Happy tulip colors make me feel like dancing, playing in the sunlight, dancing in the moonlight, feeling tulip, totally tulip, feeling tulip,
talking tulip, totally tulip. Wow.
Well,
yeah, wow.
Wow, indeed.
Yeah, and the visuals for this song, that's part of a montage we're doing called Songs That Will Get Stuck in Your Head Forever.
Oh,
and
no.
That one has been in our head ever since we found that video in Dallas last year. So we're going to subject audience members to that now, too. you know, we're a bit masochistic in that we subject ourselves to all these videos, and whenever possible, we like to give people a little taste of that as well.
With what you guys do, with us being in the age of YouTube, there's no shortage of entertaining videos. We get sent links to funny videos. There's shows like Tosh.0. So what is it that sets the Found Footage Festival and its clips apart?
We don't take any videos off the internet. And I think part of the reason is because it's already out there. But the other reason is there is something unique about all the VHS, that era. For us, part of the thrill is the discovery. So in addition to what's on the tape, like at the shows, we provide the backstory. And we'll track down people in the videos and play our interviews with them at the shows. So we really kind of take it a step beyond something you get on your inbox and then forget about. But the other thing I think that people sometimes forget is how entertaining it is to be in a big room full of people and watch something, especially something that wasn't meant to be shown in public, mm-hmm. like an exercise video or a training video. Something magical happens, and something you don't get on a little 2-inch window on your laptop. It's far more entertaining to be in a dark theater with 200 other people watching this stuff.
Nick Prewer, co-founder of the Found Footage Festival. The collection of comedic gems hits Greensboro on January 30th at the Geeksboro Coffeehouse Cinema. Check wfdd.org/triadarts for tickets and more info. For WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.
This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. We're going to take another short break and return with music to drive by. Driving at Night is the new album by Triad-based composer Daniel Pappas. Just about 60 seconds from now, stay with us.